Support funding health science, not war.
It's clear that the discontinuation of the National Toxicology Program's NTP research into the effects of cell phone radio frequency radiation, RFR, due to funds being spent on war efforts abroad, is a pivotal moment in the field of environmental RFR health effects research in the USA. This decision comes at a time when emerging studies, including the recent groundbreaking genetic profiling of rat gliomas and cardiac schwannomas, underscore the urgent need for continued investigation into the non-thermal effects of RFR from devices like cell phones and their potential implications for human health. The recent findings of morphological similarities between tumors found in rats exposed to RFR and low-grade human gliomas, alongside the replication of these results by the Ramazzini Institute, RI, provide compelling evidence of the carcinogenic potential of RFR. This evidence, juxtaposed with the end of NTP's research amidst budgetary constraints and global health challenges such as COVID-19, including RFR exacerbating COVID-19 illness, raises significant concerns about the prioritization of research funding and the potential consequences of unaddressed environmental wireless radiation risks. The end of this vital RFR research in the USA underscores a broader issue in the scientific and public health communities: the need for an integrative approach that bridges the gap between bioelectric science and the study of environmental EMF health effects. By incorporating bioelectric principles into the investigation of EMF effects, researchers can explore innovative strategies for mitigating these impacts and harnessing bioelectric technologies for therapeutic purposes. This interdisciplinary approach has already led to breakthroughs in understanding how environmental EMFs can interact with biological systems and how these interactions can be manipulated for health benefits rather than risk. Furthermore, FDA-approved treatments like Therabionic and the Oncomagnetic device, which leverage non-thermal mechanisms of RF radiation for therapeutic purposes, highlight the potential for positive applications of EMFs in bioelectric science. These treatments exemplify how a deeper understanding of bioelectricity and environmental EMFs could revolutionize medical treatment and preventive health strategies. The end of the NTP's research over funds being spent on war and not on the research into one of the world's biggest environmental health risks is a clear call to action for everyone: the scientific community, policymakers, and funding agencies. It emphasizes the need for sustained investment in research that explores the complex interactions between environmental EMFs and bioelectric processes. Addressing this research void left by the NTP is crucial for advancing our understanding of the health implications of EMF exposure and for developing effective interventions to protect and improve public health in an increasingly wireless world. As we navigate the challenges and opportunities presented by the integration of environmental EMF studies with bioelectric science, it's imperative that we prioritize comprehensive research endeavors that can guide public health recommendations and technological advancements. Only through a concerted effort to understand and mitigate the effects of environmental EMFs can we ensure a safer, healthier future for all.
Support funding health science, not war.
RF Safe member Melanie says,
"I don't know what is wrong with the scientific community. Geocentric deja vu. I mean, how many studies did they need before changing their opinions about Earth being the center of the universe? I used to wonder how someone could be burned to death for observing and speaking the scientific truth. Why are the scientific opinions and experts, obviously on the wrong side of scientific truth, so hell-bent on killing people just to hold on to an outdated belief on RFR that can never be supported by science? Non-thermal radiation will never be proven biologically inert. Just as no study can be produced to prove the Earth is the center of the universe or flat after the verifiable truth prevails. You are just killing people to hold on to your beloved outdated scientific beliefs in support of alignment with corporate America. The only difference is instead of burning Bruno at the stake, modern scientists' RFR recommendations are burning our children's bioelectric blueprint while in their homes and schools. Cradle-to-grave exposure to unnatural non-thermal levels of microwave radiation exposure simply because they are too proud to admit there is a new scientific truth, or possibly just too controlled by industry influence to speak the scientific truth. As we stand on the precipice of an increasingly wireless world, the need for awareness and action has never been more urgent. The time has come to confront the uncomfortable truth about the risks posed by electromagnetic fields from our wireless devices. Ignoring these warnings would be a grave disservice to public health and well-being. It's time to shine a light on this invisible danger and take decisive steps to protect ourselves and future generations from its insidious effects through understanding the impact of environmental EMF at non-thermal exposure levels on our body's bioelectricity and overall health. Please tell your friends and family to be RF safe to be sure.
The message is approved by the RF Safe X community. Join the RF Safe team by connecting with RF Safe on X, old Twitter,